feelings good. Forget I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid.
All right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Feel free to give me a call with any questions, comments, or stories you might have. I'm going to finish up with this article. This is out of the Boston Globe called The Black Box Economy. Now, it would be ideal if the financial markets became a bit less opaque and intelligible before that happens. But that would be a job of regulators. DOS isn't sure that regulators have the intellectual horsepower to figure out what they need to do. If you're bright and you can make $5 million a year on Wall Street, he asks, why would you settle for making $50,000 as a regulator? And in any case, transparency isn't really what the denizens of Wall Street want. The regulators keep espousing things like clarity and transparency. But it's in the investment banker's best interest to keep things opaque. It's like a butcher. He doesn't want the buyer to know what goes into making the sausage. He chuckles, noting that it's the same with financiers. That's what they're all about, and always have been. The problem now is, folks, that was a great article out of Boston Globe. The problem now is it's getting so out of hand. You know, I think about this thing called incrementalism. They continually turn the screws to the point where the frog in the pot either wakes up and jumps out or is boiled to death. And it's the same thing that holds true with these banking investments, selling these CDOs and mutual or these hedge funds and mortgage-backed securities and so forth. They continue to just keep creeping, keep going a little bit further and a little bit further and a little bit further to the point where they're at a scale now where the people that are buying don't know what they're buying and the people that are selling aren't real sure what they're selling. Henceforth, it's created this problem, and we look at the market and we see the results of this problem, which, as I've equated before, it's like a Jenga game where you keep pulling out these little pieces of wood till eventually that whole tower is going to fall down to the floor. And we're teetering on that brink right now. I tell you what, folks, I'm really amazed. And I don't, you know, as you guys that listen to my show know, you know, I don't really spend a lot of time on the economy. I leave that to the experts like Bob Chapman and so forth. But I want to point that out and bring it to your attention today because we're living it right now. We're seeing the results of this. We're seeing these people that are supposed to be the wisest of the wise, these professionals that get on CNN and MSNBC, and they're touting it out, and they're trying to make sure or tell everybody that everything's fine. And just like I said with George Bush's Light of the Union address tonight, you could tell by their demeanor and their body language that everything isn't fine, and they know everything isn't fine. And even some of those who are in the business are not only leaving the country, but they're starting to tout that everything isn't fine. So where does it go from here? As I mentioned before, give my buddy John Onesti a call. Okay, he can tell you what you should be buying or not buying. He'll be telling you, you know, what to get rid of, what to invest in. Gold and silver is a real good thing right now. And I'll take this a step further. As I look here, and I looked at this just before I started my show today, I hadn't looked at it, guys, since about last Thursday or so. But I can recall just before the holidays, I'm talking about, you know, like the latter part of December, I believe, 15th, 20th of December, gold was sitting around $810 an ounce. In just a little more than a month, it's gone up $100 an ounce. That should give you a clue as to what's going on here. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I think I hear the music. Yes, I hear the music. Okay, we'll be back at 3 again. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about some of these other...
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up at 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Before I do that, I was just during the break, The U.S. price go town for crime. I mean, do you think that they're succeeding feeding? Do you think that they're succeeding with NAFTA, GATT, CAFTA, this mortgage crisis, the economy, and so forth, and bringing us down to the? And you think better do something about it now? Listen to this. Empty. Trash rustles down the road past rusted barbecues, abandoned furniture, sagging homes and gardens turned into weed. Where this? This is Shaker Heights, folks, a suburb of Cleveland, and a town ravaged by the subprime mortgage crisis, roiling the United States. Heated for sale signs sit in front of deserted houses. The residents are in search of new jobs after the factory shut down, or in shame after being evicted for missing their mortgage payments. A red wire lies over windows and doors, and boarded up to keep the drug. Thieve, many homes of the plumbing, the doors, the windows, the aluminum siding, the police station parking lot is full. There's numbers. There's thousands. Six are coming back. Are coming back. Are coming back. Are installing alarms in some of the homes claimed by squatters. At 9422 Chagrin Street, a hand-scrawled sign attached to a window indicates someone lives there. After three rings of a bell, Sarah Evans, age 60, opens the door with a mixture of curiosity and alarm. She says she is one of the last people left on the street, and she is on the verge of losing this two-bedroom house in which she has lived for more than 30 years because she simply cannot afford her monthly payments. It's a complicated story. She refinanced in 2003, but did not include provisions to radically increase the interest rate. And let me tell you something. You know how many of these mortgages that I've seen put out there, folks? Thousands, tens of thousands of mortgages just in the valley here of these option loans. You know, the ones that adjust after 2 or 3 years. Okay, let's see. I'm going to have to close some windows here, it says. Let's go. Hello, Mo in Oregon, are you with me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Mo. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Michael, indeed taking my call. Yes, you were talking about the mortgages, etc. That, you see, the New Orleans, millions of people, they lost their home due to a hurricane that was created by HARP in Alaska. And also, right now, we are going to see about 20 million people will going to be homeless in United States as a result of this mortgage bubble. And this is going to be more worst case than the New Orleans. And people don't care here. The politicians, Bush, Cheney, nobody give a damn about Americans. Nobody cares for us. And this government is just here for wars and for more wars and for more wars. We are going to go to 80 more nations to bomb them. I mean, we started with Afghanistan. Second, we are going to Iraq, and now Iran is in the list. Syria would be in the next one, and other countries will be in the list. So this war would be for a couple of hundred years to come. We are going to bomb 80 countries. Is this fair? Is this supposed to be our destiny? No, of course not. We should have a better people in the White House. These people are incompetent. And these people, they rigged election on 2000, 2004, and they're going to rig election again. And
if we let them get away with it, and we're working behind the scenes to stop this, and this is why I say it's imperative, and I know you'll agree with me, Mo, it's imperative. Now is the time. We have to wake people up and stop this, because you're right, Mo. Okay, this is an agenda. Yes, they are going after, they're going to go after Iran. This balkanization of the United States, bringing it down to a third world country, this supposed war on terror that's going to be going on for the next hundred, well, it's not going to end in our lifetime, according to, I believe it's either Rumsfeld or Cheney or both. Okay, so the bottom line is, if we don't stop it, the game's over. This is why we've got to get Ron Paul elected. This is why we've got to stop this, because there's so many innocent people in Iraq, Afghanistan, and maybe Iran that are dying. There's 1 million people that have been killed in Iraq. There's 4 million people that are refugees that have been displaced over this. And you're right, Mo. These people that are in power could care less about that. All they care about is lining their pockets and having more power over us. So I agree with everything you say, but what we have to do is we have to educate people, wake them up, and stop this insanity.
Exactly, indeed. And you know, the sad part is that the national ID card is going to come, and they are going to go to microchips every one of us, and we are going to be just a slave for these people, and they are going to go ahead and kill 80% of world population, and 20% would be under super martial law.
Unless we stop them. They cannot do this to us. We let them, and is by not educating our fellow citizens to what's going on here. Fourth reason that they call us a democracy is because we've got better than 50% of the people that are dumbed down America, for what people tell them to tell them, and we're the sheep that's for dinner, chain around. We've got to make us the majority. That's what will stop them.
Exactly, and remember, I mean, we tell to Iran that they have a rigged election. We tell Kenya they have a rigged election. We're telling you we need to supervise your elections in other countries. I mean, what the hell are we talking about? I mean, once we have no democracy in the United States, and then we want to bring democracy to other countries, and that's impossible.
Well, you know as well as I do. You're Iranian, right, Mo?
Of course, yes. I'm Iranian American. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but you know that's just a guise. They're not bringing democracy to any other countries. And even if they were trying, you know, Iraq and Afghanistan, the history behind there, they didn't want democracy to begin with. So who are we to tell or to impose our particular society upon them?
Exactly.
And this is why I say, yeah, right. And this is why I say it's got to stop. But the only way to stop this is to wake up the majority of people to this insanity, so we can stop. Get them the heck out of office. Okay,
but
we've got to get. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. But there is a big problem. You know, when they put the hashish, teriyak, I mean, they put the dope in the hands of people. When they put beer into beer, wine are poison, are putting in the hands of people. And once they put prostitution in the hands of people, so if they give these three things to the people, people all are happy. The people, they don't care about the rest of these issues. But me, I do care. You do care. I mean, 10% of the population cares, but 90% are silent. And that's very bad for this country.
No, I agree with you 100%, Mo. I mean, you know, they put this in here as a diversion. Now, you know, I'll give an example. Yes, alcohol is legal, but marijuana isn't. Now, I don't smoke marijuana, but I understand that as far as, and I'm not, you know, I'm not advocating it, but I'm saying as far as the effects on human health, from what I understand in the research that I've done, that it is healthier in comparison to alcohol than alcohol. So why would they make one legal and the other illegal? My conclusion to that is they want to make products legal that are going to make us sick and kill us. That's the only logical conclusion that I can draw.
And
the diversions. Go ahead.
Exactly, indeed. And especially with the chemtrail that all over the USA, Canada, and Europe, and other countries. I mean, everywhere. I mean, Portland, right now I see there is a big, with that 20 chemtrails in over Portland right now. As of right now, people can't just, but people don't see that. People driving every day, and they don't see up. What the hell is that? What are all those white stuff that these airplanes keep putting on the sky? It's our health. I mean, our health. We have asthma. We have other diseases are causing by these things, and people don't care. People driving. I mean, just look up 1 second and question mark. We need to have question. Questioning is not a problem to ask. I mean, people don't care. And that's a very, very big issue. And in Iran, it's also the same kind. We have an Ayatollah in charge that came by the globalists from France, 1979. And at that time, you know, the country went to Islamic Republic. And since then,
Okay, I gotta stop you. I gotta go to a break, buddy. Okay. Great input, but I gotta run. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Call in again. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening. Be back in 3, and I'll finish this article.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I was going to go back to this article, but I got another call. I got Omar on the line from Michigan. And Omar, what do you got on your mind, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing fine. How are you? How are you? How are
okay.
you? Right?
As one of the people that had a death sentence put on them with this AIDS that Alexander Haig, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and Henry Kissinger helped formulate for us, all I want to say is death to the New World Order and death to all their minions. The same thing they doing to us, we want to do to them. And, like, they don't have no mercy on us, and we shouldn't have no mercy on them. And that's my statement. Peace.
Amen, brother. I appreciate the call. Good myself. We've got to stop these people, folks. And reiterating, I'm going to finish up this article here in a minute, but I'm reiterating again that we're going into February now. Okay. Time to start knocking doors. It's neighbors. It's time to start handing out a copy of Freedom to Fascism with a pamphlet about Ron. Because the mainstream corporate media We've got to do it. And we've been doing a pretty good job of keeping him in there enough. He's in the fight, folks. He's sing with a heavyweight contender, okay? And they haven't him out yet. But in order to build his momentum, in order to keep him going, I want you to call RBN at 800-742-2719 or order fascisms, order some of those pamphlets, and go out, just if it's only on your own block, and pass some of these pamphlets out, okay? Introduce yourself, ask them to watch it, get there. That's the only way we're going to stop these people, okay? We've got to wake up our neighbors. Now, let me go back with it. I was reading an article this Shaker Heights being turned into a ghost town. 94 hand scrawled sign. After three rings of the bell, Sarah Evans opens the door with a mixture of curiosity and alarm. She says she is one of the people, and she is on the verge of a two-bedroom house in which she has lived for years, but she simply cannot afford her monthly payments. It's a complicated story. She did not realize the document she signed included the interest rate. So she stopped making payments in 2006 and shows her unpaid bills totaling $24,000. Her bank is in the midst of eviction procedures. When folks buy a home, they expect to die in it. I guess, she said as she stood outside in the cold, I had my American dream, but it became a nightmare. Her words are echoed by the angry barks of the guard dogs pacing behind a chain-link fence two houses away that was installed by the new owner, a bank. The massive parking lot of the Eagle Fresh supermarket is empty. Behind her till, Myra Biblewit lifts her head when a bell signals the entrance of a customer. Not many folks come anymore. We're used to it, said the 24-year-old cashier, one of the few in the neighborhood who managed to hold on to her job. In the 5 hours since she started working today, she has served just 10 customers. Maybe you will buy something, she said with a smile. Then comes customer number 12. Laura Johnson, age 50, says that her street, about 10 minutes away by car, was alive 2 years ago. Today, half the houses are abandoned. Folks could not afford their payments. They were asked to pay loans which doubled. They could not afford it. Some lost their job. Lenders were greedy. They threw them out of their homes. I'm very upset. I missed my friend Helen. She disappeared overnight. She did not even say goodbye. There are plenty of cases like Helen. They are called the neighbors who disappear in the night. For County Treasurer Jim Rokakis, the greed of the banks is to blame for the man-made disaster. All you needed was a pulse to buy a house. Some loans were written with no money down, no proof of buyer's incomes. They did not even check what people were saying. Most of the folks were jobless, he said in an interview. Shaker Heights was the perfect storm. Poor folks, unemployed, and a desire to get a piece of the American dream. Now, I have to tell you, folks, I saw that in working in the mortgage industry. I saw these lenders become so lax, they were literally almost buying anybody. And it's coming back to haunt them now. When places like Shaker Heights in Cleveland, Ohio, starts to become a ghost town, you have to start asking yourself, when is our town next? When do these CDOs, collateral debt options, these mortgage-backed securities, these hedge funds, these derivatives, all these cleverly packaged pieces of caca and doo-doo, when is it all going to hit the fan? It's already starting, and it's going to get worse. And this is why I've said before, and I'll say again, call John Onesti. Okay, buy some gold, buy some silver. You better get your hands on some food. Call the freeze-dry guy. Okay? We advertise that on RBN's network. Have some food stored up, because I'm going to tell you, folks, if you don't already know, a lot of you guys out there are as smart as I am. You know what's coming. But if you don't already know, I'm going to tell you that if you don't have a good source of food, if you don't have a good supply of it backed up in your home, do you know what's going to happen? The grocery stores are going to go down within 2 days. The shelves will be gone. And, of course, the government will step in. We're the government. We're here to help you. Yeah, they're here to help us, all right. But they're not going to help you do anything until they've interrogated you, possibly given you vaccinations, and led you through the questionnaire, which is going to cause them to decide whether you happen to be a homegrown radicalization terrorist Do you support the Bush administration? Do you support the war in Iraq and Afghanistan? You better answer the right question or you're not going to get any food. You might just be walked off to a prison camp. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Give me a call. Let's talk. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Barely hear it.
I've been waiting for something to happen.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Phone lines are open, folks. 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Call in with a question, comment, story, whatever you want. Now, I was talking about what's going on here in the economy. We've got, again, I want to remind you, we've got George Bush coming on with his Light of the Union address, and I'm betting you that he's going to come on there and say, "Oh, everything's fine, the economy's fine, there's more jobs, yada yada yada." Okay, and as we know, there might be more jobs, but if so, it's flipping hamburgers at McDonald's, because it's getting worse by the minute, and inflation, as we know, is climbing through the roof. But you know, I'm going to take a minute. Remember the axis of evil. We've got Iran, and we've got Venezuela and Cuba. Anybody that doesn't go along with their program is branded as the axis of evil. And out of Caracas, Venezuela, we've got the Venezuelan president, Hugo Chavez, is urging his Latin American allies to begin withdrawing billions of dollars in international reserves from U.S. banks, warning. He's warning all of his citizens, and he's warning his fellow countrymen, the presidents of some of these South American countries, of a looming United States economic crisis. He made the suggestion as he hosted a summit aimed at boosting Latin American integration and countering U.S. influence. He says, "We should start to bring our reserves here," Chavez said. Why does money have to be in the North? You can't put all your eggs in one basket. To help pool the resources within the region, Chavez and other leaders started a new development bank called the Nation of America Bank, or ALBA. I'll continue with this in a minute. Let's go to Terry in Texas. Terry, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Terry.
I guess I want to make a comment about the Federal Reserve and this fiat currency system. Now, I've been down many, many rabbit holes the last couple of years, but I've been stuck on this Federal Reserve one because of the pervasiveness of it, this fiat economy, this fiat paper. And the unfortunate thing is the majority of your probably listeners are probably kind of aware and know what's going on. And hopefully there's maybe one or two new listeners out there who will take some of this information to heart and, you know, will see the deception that's going on and take action, because I can say I've been studying this pretty seriously for the last couple of years, and I can probably only say maybe I grasp 10% of it, and the 10% that I do grasp, it frightens the heck out of me. By its very nature, fiat paper, money that's created out of thin air, it has to continue to expand. I guess the best way to liken it, if you think about it, like a lie or a truth. Now, since it's a fraud, it's a deception, in actuality, it's a lie. And if you have a truth stands on its own. It goes out into eternity, and you never have to put any more energy to keep it going. It just goes out, you know, on a straight line forever. But you think about like a lie. Once you start a lie, don't you always have to create another lie to sustain it, to keep it going?
Yes, you have to continue to build on it.
You continue to have to build on it. In the same way with this currency, you have to continue, since it's like a lie, if you liken it to a lie, you constantly have to add more lies to prop it up to continue to go on. And so this fiat currency has to inflate to infinity, eventually, like all fiat currencies, and their end always results in major, you know, economic upheaval, which is hyperinflation. So, amongst all the other stuff, in, you know, you can even go, if you're looking for illumination to the answers to a lot of these questions, you can even go to the scriptures where it says a house divided against itself cannot stand. The whole thing is divided against itself because Mike takes out a loan. And first off, when they issue the money, it says Federal Reserve note. By the very issuance of it, they've created debt. It's debt. From the day that you take possession of it, the day that it leaves the printing press, it's debt. And they continue to build debt upon debt. Mike takes a loan out, and he owes John money. And then Mike can't pay John. John can't pay Ralph. Ralph can't pay Bob. It just becomes, it feeds upon itself. There's no way it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a whole house of cards. It has to, eventually, it has to fall in upon itself. It's inevitable. It's just only a matter of time. It's
right,
only what everybody, all the other analysts have said.
Well, and their solution to it is to cut the interest rates and continue to print more money. And that's just adding fuel to the fire. So, in essence, I'll go back to square one. You know, I've talked for, oh, I don't know how long, about buying gold and silver. But, you know, even gold is getting up to the point now where, you know, a lot of people aren't able to afford it, so they're going to have to go to silver. Silver is going to increase exponentially. But even as important to that, Terry, and I know that you're going to agree with me, when this house of cards comes down, they're going to use food as a weapon against us. And they're going to come forward saying, we're the government, we're here to help you when the grocery stores close down. But they're not going to allow you to fill your kitchen. They're not going to allow you to go down to the grocery store and buy anything from them until they have interrogated you, found out which side of the fence that you're on, maybe vaccinated you, and so forth. So this is why, along with protecting yourself in the gold and silver market, you also want to stock up on at least 3 months, if not 6 months or a year's worth of food, and that's what I'm looking at right now, Terry.
That's the set. I couldn't argue.
Are you still with me, Terry?
Yeah. Hello. I can't argue.
Did we lose Terry?
Yeah. Did I lose you?
Okay. I guess Terry must have hung up. At any rate, getting back to what these other countries are doing, they're painting these other countries as the axis of evil. But the reason they're painting them as the axis of evil is because, look, since 1945, folks, since the Bretton Woods Agreement came into effect, when it was agreed that the dollar was going to be the reserve currency to purchase oil, they've been these other countries have been involved in and have been victims of the same hidden tax, i.e. inflation, that we have. And in recent years, they've gotten to the place where they're sick and tired of it. And they're not the axis of evil. They're just looking to get out from under what it is that they were put under back in 1945 under the Bretton Woods Agreement. So what do? We turn around, just like Terry's still on. I'm sorry. All right, Terry, are you still there?
I don't know what happened.
I guess we're having some technical difficulties. Terry never hung up. I'm just not hearing him. So where was I? I'll get back to this. Let me know when I'm able to hear Terry. So what do? As opposed to backing off and allowing these countries, for example, Saddam Hussein under the Oil for Food program, where he started accepting euros instead of dollars, and it was shortly thereafter that we invaded. We invade the country. That's our solution. That isn't the way it's supposed to be, folks. It's just like Ron Paul says. We're supposed to trade. We're supposed to have diplomacy. We're supposed to like our neighbors, talk to our neighbors, negotiate with our neighbors. Unfortunately, this cabal, this globalist elite, they don't want to negotiate with anybody. They want to own all the marbles, and they want to have all the control. And this is why I keep going back to square one. We've got to stop this. And for those of you who are out there and who are active and who are passing out videos and who are knocking on doors, I commend you for that. But those who aren't, you need to start. Message here. Yes, I have. Excuse me, folks. I have checked my mute button. It's on, and the speaker is on. And I'm not hearing Terry. Terry, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I don't know why, folks, but I'm having technical difficulties. I guess I'm not able to receive telephone calls for some reason. But let me just go up as high as I can go with this. One more time. Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
You can hear me.
I don't know what's going on here. There's some technical difficulties. My computer has been glitched ever since I turned it back on today after I got back. We've been having difficulties all through this show.
Well, then how about I respond?
Go ahead.
Well, I agree. Michael, the other thing I was going to mention, this is my first time as a caller to your program, but your analysis is totally spot on, and that brings us to that dilemma which you are bringing to the forefront, too, which other people have brought, which is very true. That's a little bit of a crux of a concern I have, too, is if you do have these precious metals to protect yourself, in essence, because of, you know, they're boxing us in, it can be kind of difficult unless you've laid in, you know, supplies, i.e. water, food, all these other things, you may not be able to trade for them. That's the sad part about the whole thing.
Right. I'm in total agreement with that. And again, I know these other guys that have come on the network and so forth, and I don't claim to be an expert, but I'm just looking at this analytically, Terry, and gold is getting up to the point now where the amount of people that are going to be investing in it are falling off. Number one, because there's probably not a heck of a lot of it left in the form of coins available to the public, but also just the affordability of gold is getting up to the place where it's going to reach its crux, and you're going to have to convert to silver. And what does that mean? That means that the price of silver is going to go up exponentially. But that being said, you can't eat gold and you can't eat silver, and as far as trading gold, there's only going to be a minimal amount of people that are going to be able to accept gold as the price goes higher. Okay, the upper echelon, you know, the higher income people and so forth. So, food to me is right now as important as gold or silver to have a good supply of it on hand. And as we grow closer, Terry, and I know you know this, as we continue to grow closer to the election, we have no idea what's going to happen. As far as George Bush and his cabal goes, it's possible, if not likely, that this guy is so consumed with power that he may not want to give it up. And he may have another. They may ordain another false flag event and suspend the elections, just like they did over in Pakistan. You know, so you know, for those who have bought food, who have a good supply of gold or silver, more power to you. But for those who haven't, it's time. And it's also time to start knocking on doors with the Freedom to Fascism and also those pamphlets. I'm going to do it, folks, okay? Even though I do this broadcast, I'm still going to go out and I'm still going to start knocking doors, okay? And I would request that you do the same. Terry, what do you think?
Michael, the sense of urgency, I can hear it in your voice. It is absolutely paramount. I have been screaming at the top of my lungs. I've been screaming loud and I've been screaming clear, but you know how the resistance you get from people. Again, I can probably, I've been studying this for 2 years, pretty heavy duty, and I could probably only say I can grasp maybe 10% of all the information in the sense of these derivatives, these exposure to these derivatives, these hedge funds. If it is one-tenth as bad as I think it's going to be cataclysmic. Here's something that you've heard a little bit about the mainstream media on to give you an idea of the financial situation and how bad it is. The two largest insurers of bonds and sureties is called a company called MBIA, based out of New York, or actually out of Armonk, and AMBAC, A-M-B-A-C. They've been a little bit in the news, sort of under the radar. Well, they're the largest insurer of these, you know, giant bonds that are taking place, municipal bonds. So in other words, when you go and you want to make sure it gets paid back, you take insurance out with them to make sure the thing's going to get paid. Well, if you watch their stock price since November, both of these companies were trading like in the 80s and 90s, and at one point they were down to $6 a share. And what had happened is the spread, for instance, it's so bad now that if you take a loan out on a bond with them, and AMBAC or MBIA insures it, for $10 million, your upfront cost to insure a $10 million bond is $2.3 million upfront, plus a $500,000 a year annualized service fee. That's for MBIA. And $2.7 million for AMBAC and $500,000 a year for AMBAC. It's right in that range, $2.7, $2.3 million and $500,000 a year. So what they're saying is the market has built into the fact that if you take out a bond, and the odds of it defaulting, by the way they've priced it, is that the likelihood of a bond defaulting is 73%.
And what does that tell you?
It's
you see, they
bad.
Know, and that's, yeah, and they know, and you know, your hypothesis, you know, the cataclysm, if you will, and this is why I say to all of the RBN listeners out there, you know, yeah, we're rah-rah and Ron Paul, and we're doing what we can do, and we need to do more, and for those who are not standing up, we need to stand up now, we need to get out there, need to knock doors, get on the campaign trail, but you also need to protect yourself with the gold, with the silver, and with the food, because it's coming, folks, and it's closer than any of us imagine, and, you know, this the plunge protection team, Terry, that has been stepping in here, and they've been manipulating this market, and they've been keeping it artificially propped up. Even before Christmas, I was predicting that they were going to do this, and it was going to start defaulting after Christmas, and it has done just that. The price of gold has gone up over $100 an ounce just in the last 5 or 6 weeks, okay? It's not done yet. I think they're still trying in vain to keep it artificially propped up until an election. But if an election doesn't happen, I can almost guarantee you that they're going to launch another false flag event, a bioterror attack or something, suspend the elections, and lock us down with martial law, okay? That's I mean, it's just the handwriting's on the wall here.
The Federal Reserve has at its disposal several tools that it uses to manipulate the markets as far as the credit markets. One of the tools they use is called the discount window, where banks go to the discount window and borrow money below market rates from the bank, from the Federal Reserve, in order to shore up their finances. And that discount window in the past was supposed to be, to give you now give you an idea how bad it is, in the past, because they don't trust, the Federal Reserve doesn't even trust these insolvent banks. It's basically, it's targeted for these insolvent banks when they need, like, a quick financial infusion. It's an overnight loan that's supposed to last 24 hours. They're supposed to pay the money back within 24 hours. Well,
right.
Now they've widened the discount window to 30 days. So basically what they're doing is they're lending money to these insolvent banks over a longer period of times, just to keep the thing propped up, to keep it going. Where it used to be one day, now it's 30 days.
And so what does your analytical mind tell you is going on here, Terry? You see,
they're buying time.
They're buying time, exactly. And they're buying time until what? Until the election? I don't think it's going to last that long.
I don't think so either.
And this is why I say it's imperative that everybody stock up on the food, gold and silver and so forth. I don't want to put that. I just got a message or get out of the country from, but I don't want to go there. At any rate, just be prepared. Okay, folks, there's something coming down the pike. And even if, you know, Lord forbid that something amazing happens and we get Ron Paul elected, look what he's going to inherit. And it's time we have to tighten our belt. And you know what part of that problem is, Tim? Or not Tim, I'm sorry, Terry. You know what part of that problem is? Part of that problem is we've got so many people on entitlements right now with Social Security and disability and so forth. They're going to vote for whoever continues that cash cow. Okay? And these are some of the people that we have to educate as well. Because if we continue along these lines and we put either party in, whether it be Obama or Clinton or McCain or Huckabee or any of these people, they're all bought and controlled. Look at their handlers. Look at who's behind them. It's all CFR. It's all about global government. It's all about perpetuating the war for the defense contracts, for feeding their bank account. And all the while this is going on, we've got our president that has bought land in Paraguay. We've got our vice president that has moved his assets out of this country. I believe he's bought land in Dubai. Halliburton, his corporation, of which he was on the board of directors, has moved its operation to Dubai. IBM is moving out. Our major corporations are leaving this country. Hello? Handwriting's on the wall. Okay, we've got to be back. Got to take a break. Be back in three. Terry, you can stick with me if you want.
All right.
Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Final segment coming up, folks. I don't mean to fearmonger. I'm just trying to prepare you, okay? Get prepared for the worst. And if it doesn't happen, you'll still be okay. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
right, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Close it out real quick here. We've got one more caller after you, Terry, and I want to try to squeeze him in, so go ahead. Anything else?
Just very sum it up. I know other people need to get on. I've spent too much time. Again, I am not an economist by training. I'm not, you know, I'm just the, if I could just, from the one-tenth of all the stuff I've studied the last couple of years, just grasp me. If it's as bad as I think it's going to be, it's going to be really bad. And there's been, the last point is, everybody's been speculating. I know these other programs are saying they think it's going to be, you know, it's going to be run out over time, or it's going to be something that's going to be cataclysmic. I get the sense, from what I'm understanding and reading and analyzing, in my little peon brain, I think it's going to wind up cataclysmic. In other words, it's all going to be one, you know, you're going to have one giant insured default or something is going to trigger it. And the bad part about it is it's going to end up very badly because it's going to be the proverbial movie theater filled with everybody watching the movie theater, and one guy stands up in the movie theater and yells fire, and they're all heading for the exits. And the last people, the first people out of the exit get saved, and the rest of people get, like, international forecaster Robert Chapman says, prepare to don your crispy critter outfit.
Mm-hmm. No, it could happen that way. I hope you're wrong, but it looks like that very well could happen. Okay, got to let you go, Terry. Last caller, Don in Ohio. Don, you got a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, check out Google in Bush misinterprets painting, or does he? It's under Political Machine. It's about a painting that Bush has in his office that he's really proud of, and you read the true meaning of what it is, and it's about a guy getting chased out of town on horse.
Bush misinterprets painting,
or does he?
Okay. Or does he? Okay, now, what is that, on YouTube?
No, or? Just Google it.
Bush misinterprets painting. Okay, very good.
Okay, bye.
All right, thank you. All right. Okay, that's it. Let's see. That sounded like Terry. Is Don from Ohio, or was that Terry? That's it. That's it for the callers. Okay. Well, tell you folks, we got Don. Okay, Don, go ahead. Hurry up. Got 1 minute. No Don? Okay, Don's not there. Sorry about the confusion today, folks. Something weird is going on here. As a matter of fact, I just got a Skype message from another one of my hosts saying that there's internet problems today, so maybe it's not just my computer. And I've also got another message that says the NSA spy satellite that is to crash next month, which I don't know what's up with that, but I know that the other day there was reports coming out on CNN about another satellite that goes down, which leads me back to the article that I had read earlier about China having the ability to shoot down our satellites. I wonder if they were involved in that at all. Just makes you wonder, doesn't it? I don't know. At any rate, I didn't mean to have a negative program today. I want it to be on a positive note, guys. I want you to prepare for the worst, hope for the best, and just be ready, okay? And get out there, get some initiative, put one step in front of the other, go out and start passing out some freedom to fascisms with a pamphlet educating people to Ron Paul. Personally, as you all know, he's the only guy on either side of the aisle that is going to right this ship, and it's not going to be a quick fix. It's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take time. It's probably going to take at least both of his terms in office to even get some semblance as righting this ship, but it's got to be done. We've got to rein this in and reverse course. End of another day. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Michael Rivero tomorrow. Be there. I will be there with Michael Rivero, and we'll talk about the State of the Union address and some other facts. Okay? What's going on? Have a good rest of the day. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller, and I will see you tomorrow, folks. Bye. I'm not ready to back.